How many times has Bam Adebayo hit you with a screen that you weren't paying attention? And, yeah, how does that feel?
You know, honestly, not that much. We usually guard each other. But
good. Smart.
Yeah, I mean, Bam's a strong dude. I mean, he's going to, you know, he's gonna get people open. That's his job.
So, yeah, you guys are done your scrimmages. Everybody's done their scrimmages. Total day off today before the regular season's or the resumption of play starts in earnest tomorrow. What was your sense, man? You were playing so well when the shutdown happened, and you played pretty damn well in these scrimmages as well. What was the adjustment like playing in these games after all that time off?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it was basically just like a summer. You know, you had a, you know, 3-4 month break, but you're still – know, staying in shape, working on your body, you know, getting in the gym once we could. And then now you're back. We were full practice for about 2 weeks, you know, tune up a few scrimmages. And you know, getting out there, it's still basketball. I mean, it's nothing different. You know, you're still going out there playing the game you love to play. You're at the highest level. You know, the only difference is the atmosphere, really. You know, it's obviously not in a massive arena filled with 20,000 fans anymore. It's, you know, just you, the other team, the refs, and you know, a few other people. So you got to bring your own energy. It's a little quiet in the gym, but you know, you're going to get used to that, and you know, you just got to come and play.
Yeah, it's a little quiet in the gyms, except for it seems as though benches are talking way more trash. Like, you guys can hear each other, and I don't know, maybe this is just me watching it on TV.
Yeah, I don't know if they're talking more or if you could just hear more, because guys talk all the time, but you know, I mean, now it's amplified, obviously, because everybody can hear it.
Yeah, because sometimes it's like a big play happens, and now it looks like almost an NFL sideline, the way that the benches are built, where they go staggered in their back, and guys are like kind of jumping up, and they're coming next to that board area. So, yeah, to you, you're saying that it is closer to the status quo, what we're watching, in terms of the way that guys are involved, with the jawing as a normal NBA game.
Yeah, I mean, there is that in the NBA game. Obviously, it's just, you know, drowned out by 20,000 people and arena noise and music and announcers or whatever it is, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're adjusting, you guys are adjusting, and I think that some people went way too far when you said, hey, it's still basketball at the end of the day, that's it felt like summer, that for the most part, yeah, I'm not surprised that NBA players have showed up for NBA games and looked pretty damn near close to what we saw during the NBA regular season. But I'm curious about this, which is Miami, one of their calling cards, one of the things about that organization is player development. And it's similar to Toronto. Like, they're kind of the two teams in the NBA that everyone points to right now and says, hey, they maximize what you get out of players. They maximize what you can get out of undrafted free agents. Do you think that this is going to change that, the way that the pandemic is and these bubble leagues and guys not being able to maybe get the attention that they once were able to? Like, I know that it's a lot at once, but how do you think that this style and the pandemic is going to affect player development and the teams that rely on them and execute it the best?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely tough. You know, we're only here for, you know, a few months, so, you know, there is development that can happen, but I guess it's not on a grand scale right now. We'll have to see how this parlays into the off season and into next season and what the restrictions are, you know, moving forward. Is you know, what'll kind of affect that. But right now, I think you know, the NBA and Disney has put together a great, you know, bubble where you have, you know, the ability to work out and the ability to have gyms at night and all that kind of stuff. So there's still an option for player development. The only problem is you're playing every other day now, so there's not a lot of off time or downtime where, you know, you can put in a lot of work, you know, without having to rest for a game or something like that.
Talking to Kelly Olynyk. So yeah, you guys you're a tough team. You're a great defensive team. Does that make it more difficult to kind of see the way you're going to play during these 8 games when you have 3 scrimmage games? Because you almost need that intensity of a game that matters to see your best selves. Does that make it more difficult for a team like you guys are to see how good you can be in these scrimmage games because there's just not the same intensity?
Yeah, I mean, scrimmages are always different. It's like when you're looking at a preseason, right? I mean, it's always a little bit different than it's going to be, you know, during the regular season. And the regular season is obviously a little bit different than the playoffs are going to be. You know, it's just everything kind of steps up and up from there. But, you know, guys are going to be ready to play. Guys are going to play hard. You know, guys are here for a reason. You know, they want to win. You know, guys wouldn't have came back if they didn't want to, you know, compete for a championship.
Yeah, and that's going to be really, really obvious in a couple of days. But we are trying to figure out what exactly is going to be different about this, right? And, like, everyone's floating theories around here because it's hard to keep all your takes from the NBA regular season when this is almost 5 months later. Be like, well, this is what's happening. It's like, we don't really know maybe anything. We know some things, but some stuff has to get thrown out the window. Do you have a theory on what kind of team might thrive or how the ball might be a little bit different, at least to start?
You got to get through all the mental stuff first, you know, being in the bubble and, you know, being by yourselves out here. The most mentally tough teams are going to, you know, definitely thrive out here. And then obviously, you know, you're going to have to be, you know, in good shape and you have to be physically fit. You've had 4 months off. So if you're, you know, in shape and ready to go, you're going to be good. If not, you're going to wear down. And, you'll see that.
Talking to Kelly Olynyk. So I don't know how much you or your teammates pay attention to the rest of the league when the regular season is on normally. And I know you have other stuff to do. Yes, everybody's an incredible fisherman. We've all come to understand that. Actually, Ben Simmons might be great. But, yeah, like, are you going to be paying attention more to – I mean, there's two games tomorrow. Are you and your teammates – are you allowed into the arena to watch these games? How's that going to work with the other games happening in such a confined space? Are you going to be paying attention to the other games?
I think there's like a limited number of people that are allowed to go to the games. I don't know what the number is or how it works, but I think you can sign up to just go watch a game. But you know, you have to sign up the day before, and you have to sit so far apart and go in one end. I know you're allowed to watch games, but I think it's in limited capacity. I don't think the whole league's allowed to go whenever they want.
Yeah. Have you been pretty impressed by just bubble life in general? Like, I was talking to Corey Brewer last week, and he said that it felt like an AAU tournament, and that it was kind of fun. Teams were fraternizing with one another.
Yeah, I mean, you do see we're all staying in the same hotel. We all have our kind of like own floor, so you see everybody almost every day, whether it's walking to practice or meals or testing or whatever it is. You're gonna see everybody every day, so that part is kind of different, obviously. And then, bubble life, it's not bad. I mean, it's definitely, you know, different than everybody's used to, but, I mean, it's a good life. I mean, you're staying in a nice hotel, you're getting fed three times a day, and you get to play basketball. There's not much more you could ask for right now.
Okay, well, what would you ask for? Like, outside of, you know, maybe seeing friends and having that? Maybe
I think the only other thing would be able to see your family or friends. Okay. I mean, other than that, they got some activities. They got golf, you know, like I said, fishing, bowling, stuff like that. Pools. You can find stuff to do, but the only thing is, you know, you're obviously away from family and friends for an extended period.
Yeah, you guys are at camp. You guys are basically at summer camp with big time stakes. Like this is what's happening. You're like fishing. There's golf.
Exactly,
we're gonna go play basketball.
Millionaire summer camp.
Summer camp.
Yeah, we're with all our friends. But okay, so there was that thing with Jimmy Butler where he got reported for dribbling in his hotel room. We've heard all the stories about the snitch line from the outside. What's the strangest thing that's happened since you've been there? The thing that you've seen where you're like, wow, this actually makes me feel like we're doing something different.
The strangest thing, I don't know. It's a different world, you know, in the bubble. You're kind of just, you know, confined to your own space to do your own thing. There's all these protocols are different. You know, obviously it's weird because you're meant to social distance and wear your mask and stuff, but then you're practicing and playing against everybody, and obviously that doesn't, you know, fall under the lines of social distancing or wearing your mask. So it's just a weird line of, you know, whether it's necessary, but it's definitely necessary to wear this kind of stuff. But you know, it just seems like it's almost not counterintuitive. I don't even have the words for it, but you know what I'm saying? It's where,
of course,
you know, you're wearing your mask and social distancing, and then all of a sudden you're going and playing against each other. So it kind of just a weird feeling, and it makes you feel like it doesn't really make a difference, but you know, obviously it does.
No, I'll say it for you. Yeah, it's eyewash, but maybe there's a benefit to eyewash that, you know, the outside world sees that, and maybe it encourages some people to do the same. But yeah, we've talked about this before.
Yeah, you guys have no positive tests.
You're in a bubble.
I mean, they're doing a very good job. Everybody's testing every day, and they're doing it. So obviously what they've laid out is working. And, you know, I'll give them credit to that. They've done an unbelievable job at putting something together that, you know, is working and that they that they can stick to and vote for, because, you know, obviously the stuff that happened in, you know, other sports is not going so smooth. So it's nice to see. And when you're here, you feel safe. You know, you feel safe the whole time. No, I don't feel like we're at risk at all. So, I mean, and obviously coming into the thing, you're a little more skeptical. You know, didn't know how it's going to be, what it's going to be. But, you know, people are doing their part, doing their job. And when everybody does their part, then, you know, things can go smooth.
Talking to Kelly Olynyk, so your teammate kind of took the internet by storm early on in this thing when Myers Leonard, I mean, he shotgunned a beer, which, I mean, people who had never seen a beer shotgunned, I guess, were impressed. It was fine. What did you think of that video?
You're Canadian. You better say you're not impressed and that you just did two right after and just didn't film it because you don't have the clout.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, yeah, he did, you know, put it back pretty efficiently. I'm not going to lie.
Sure.
But, I mean, you know, everybody who's gone to college, you know, shotgun beers, you know, it's kind of rite of passage. That's life. But yeah, I mean, yeah, teach their own. That's what he does, and he did it well.
Yeah, you listen, fine. Man. You're safe. You're at home right now. Like, this is Canadian Sports Talk Radio. We can just say it. Like, Americans think they're really great at drinking, and
a light
not.
Beer. Oh my goodness, he drank a light beer quickly.
They're like, we're amazing, because that's the thing. They're like, America, we do everything the best, including drinking. It's like, nah, not really, not compared to us. Like, it's just a fact.
Some Canadians who would give him a run for his money for sure.
Yeah. Absolutely there are. Hey, so, man, you said it. You feel safe, which is huge because, you know, we were going to ask you about it and maybe how that evolved because this thing is happening in Florida. You guys are a team from Miami, and that's one of the hardest hit areas in all of the pandemic. Is there, like, I know this is kind of a weighty question, but is there kind of an added, not pressure on you guys, but do you feel as though there's something additional from being the team from Miami playing in Florida when the pandemic outside of the gates is, you know, raging through that area, that there is a little bit more pressure on you guys, whether it's with the public, whether it's with messaging, how that is as a player?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think that, you know, like Miami, especially in Florida, you know, look up to us, and we, you know, we definitely can set an example, you know, on the way to handle ourselves and make sure that we're staying safe. No, I don't think there's any added pressure because we're playing in Florida and we're from Florida. You know, basketball, everybody's here and you know, basically a neutral site. So, yeah, I mean, that doesn't really make a, you know, difference for anybody. But, you know, I think, you know, I think it goes, you know, nation and almost worldwide because, you know, you're public figures. And, you know, that's why, you know, like I said, you know, wearing your mask, social distancing, that stuff makes a difference. And, you know, that's how you stay safe, you know. It's different in this bubble because half the time we do it and half the time we don't. So it's, you know, kind of like a weird line that you're treading. But we're doing it because we're getting, you know, tested every day, and we know that everybody is, you know, safe or free. And if they're not, they're not allowed out of their rooms, basically. So, you know, but for us, it's definitely a, you know, example to set, and, you know, hopefully this, not only Florida or Miami, but, you know, the country and the world can, you know, jump on board and make sure we take care of this thing, you know, as efficiently and safe as possible.
So one thing at a time, and last one before we let you go. Do you think a bubble could work for international basketball?
Do I think it would work for international basketball, like the Olympics?
Yeah, do you think that you could hold an international basketball tournament and get the same kind of buy-in from guys? Like, yeah, you're one of the most important figures in Canadian basketball. There's just no question about it. You won a ton of fans over this past summer with your commitment. Like, do you think that this is something that guys would buy into if this was the ask? Hey, you got to play international basketball. You got to play for Canada. It's going to be in a bubble environment.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, especially the NBA guys who have already done it, you know, you're like, I mean, we can do that. I mean, obviously, the international like the people who are here are going to be here all of July, August, September, and part of October, like three and a half months. You know, for international basketball, you'd only be there about a month before the tournament's over, right? So it's not even that as long of a commitment. You know, I think, you know, because the NBA's done it, I mean, I think international could do it. A lot of international tournaments, this kind of feels like an international tournament to me, where you're in a foreign country and it's, you know, you don't know the lay of the land outside. Maybe it's safe, maybe it's not. So you kind of just can stand in your hotel and, you know, taking care of business. You know, it feels like, you know, the kind of same feel. So I think an international tournament could work like this, you know, as long as you have the right, you know, the right space. Like, I don't know where in the world would you be able to do it, but I think you could definitely do a bubble in it, and it could work, you know, especially with, you know, it working in the NBA.